Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a special show today. We're going to have Dr. Dana Chang back on with us. We had her on here a few weeks back, a couple of times, I think. And I'll tell you what, folks, I'm a little worried. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O God, your word teaches us. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. But with your right hand, you save me. You said, when you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, will be with you. We do praise you, Abba Father, for your love and your grace, for the protection over this land and over me, for placing me behind this microphone and bringing to me those who you know to be truthful. I ask your continual watch care over our president and those around him. Weed out the enemies there and reveal them to the world. Grant the president and us, Father, the discernment and common sense to see the truth and recognize the lies, to make wise decisions in all matters of our lives, and to always, always trust in you. Thank you, Father, for your love, for your grace, and your mercy. Bring us ever closer to you in these times, for I truly believe it is for such a time as this, and we need you. Now, I don't believe that I'm Esther, that I'm going to save a nation, but I believe you have placed me here for this time. I lay all these things at your feet, Father. Amen. So many things are happening. We have this pandemic that we're fighting, and it's just crazy. It really is crazy. It was said long ago that the enemy would not beat us, meaning the United States, from without, but from within. We are a greedy and a complacent people, caring only for what happens in our own little circle. I bet I'm like that. Are you like that? It doesn't happen. I used to kid everyone. This is before I was in media, which tells you how out of place I am according to how I thought my life was going to be. But people used to tell me this and that and that and this, and I'd say, if it isn't happening in my kitchen or in my laundry room, I don't know what's happening. Because that's where my focus was. It was on my family. And it still is. That's why I'm here. Our elected officials and the elite and Hollywood, the bored beauties, speak of equality and socialism. They pound it over our heads as if we were the bad guys. But they cow down. They kowtow to China's evil ways. Why? Because it's monetarily expedient for them. That's why. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm worried. And I believe I'm here just for the reason of bringing truth and reality to you for such a time as this. Now, those words burn in my heart day in and day out. The burning of our cities, the killing of Americans in their own communities. I mean, did you see that last night? I haven't heard an update. 15 people shot at a funeral in Chicago. It's the gangsters. Remember the old gangster movies? Well, that's what we're seeing. It's a different kind of thug, but just as vicious and ugly and brutal. Taking of your rights, the destroying of your liberties. None is without purpose, and the purpose is not equality of any kind, but disruption and distractions. The Democrat Party and the globalists of this nation, including many in the Republican Party, their political games have had a purpose. You know, we want to say, oh, it's just politics. Oh, it's just politics. But it's not politics anymore. I guess you could call it politics. It's a dirty takeover of this nation. That's what it is. And I mentioned to you, I think it was yesterday, that I read something where people were upset about the president maybe going to do something for DACA. Got to come to some kind of a conclusion with this thing. And conservatives were upset with him about it. Oh, if he does that, I'm not voting for Trump. Well, who are you going to vote for? I'll vote third party. Well, let me tell you something. If that's what you're thinking in your heart, because he didn't do such and such to please you, you look what this man has gone through. He is the third party. He just happens to be in the Republican platform. He is the third party. They all hate him. And he's fighting for you. You turn your back on him because of one little thing, shame on you. You're turning your back on this nation at this time, for such a time as this. Well, they have a purpose in all these distractions, and that purpose is to enrich themselves and impoverish you. Have you figured that out yet? Remove the last remnant of our constitutional republic and usher in without apology, but enthusiastically, communism. We have been a kind and a naive people, us little ones out here, just wanting to live our lives and be free. If it doesn't happen in my kitchen or my laundry room, I don't know what's happening. Shame on me. We have failed to watch out for the other guy, as that old car safety commercial said. And the other guy has wrapped his tentacles around all that govern, or the majority of, our government. The elected and the bureaucrats. From statewide to federal. And in some places, in just your cities, your towns, your communities, we've gone from Russia, 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 to Trump doesn't wear a mask. As if that's a huge problem in this nation. To never use the term China virus. Even though it came from their lab in their country. Mainstream media and the elite, they ignore the true threats in this nation. Mostly because they are part of the existential threat. China, China, China is the problem. They say we're heading into a cold war, but it feels hot to me, red hot, communist red. Here in a little bit, after we come back from this break, we're going to have Dana Chang with us. She's the senior editor of the Chinese News in the Epoch Times. She's going to be a good friend, I think, of CSE Talk Radio. And my friends, we need the truth. We can't battle the enemy if we don't know who or where he is. There's a lot of news about China right now going on. And I'm going to be honest, like I said earlier, I'm worried about this nation and about this election coming up and about the naivety and the politics. Are you a Democrat or Republican? Well, my friend, are you an American? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Who is the enemy? Maybe it's the complacent American. And we will be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings Liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As I said earlier today, we're going to have a good friend with us. This is her second or third time back with CSE Talk Radio. She's a truth sayer, I think. It's Dr. Dana Chang, and she's the senior editor of Chinese News in Epoch Times, and we welcome her back, and there's so much in the news today about China. Dr. Chang, welcome back, and thank you so much for being a part of us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me again.
Well, we're glad to have you. I need somebody that's an expert on things. I get a little emotional, but I'm not really an expert on things. If we can, I want to address the immediate thing, and I don't know, there's several of those that are immediate right now in the news, but the one about where they have closed the consulate there in Houston, Texas. I wanted you to kind of address that. That was a kind overnight happening thing there.
Yes. Chinese consulate, the people in the consulate, the embassy, and those journalists and some visiting scholars, they have been taking the advantage of the openness of America, and they functioned as a spy. And Houston consulate have been the center of that kind of a spy network. That's why U.S. want to close it down. U.S. is aware of that for a long time, but right now is the moment that U.S. is taking actions. So U.S. has given China enough time and have warned they have to follow certain rules. If there's no change, U.S. is going to take action, and we we can see this action in every direction. So this is in responding to the spy activity. So overnight, the Houston consulate has been burning their files in their compound.
It said here that they had the fire truck in position outside the consulate, and that authorities responded to the reports of the fire, and it seemed that they were burning things in trash cans, which tells you they had something to hide.
right. They have to destroy evidence. Yes.
Right. That's scary. You know, I mean, it's not like we haven't known that some of this is going on, but I am very thankful right now that the president and the Department of Justice is really taking hold in Homeland Security, I guess. They've charged some hackers as well. That just happened yesterday. And I wanted you to kind of address that as well.
Okay. In 1999, that's 21 years ago, I was talking with a person, like a Washington, D.C. based a research center, and the director was telling me that Falun Gong, which is a Chinese meditation that was persecuted in China, the Falun Gong website, Minghui, was attacked by Chinese government hacker. And he told me, hackers, we have seen a lot of hackers. Those are individual, but this is the first time we see that it's a government attacking, individual or commercial website. And then after that, there have been systematic hackers trying to hack into U.S. government network and then the commercial network, and it's the government, it's the Chinese government, Chinese military, and working together with individuals. And it's a systematic work. And now they are trying to steal, like, coronavirus research information. They have always been stealing information, like intellectual property, sometimes it's trade information. And if a Western company sit with a Chinese partner and trying to get into a negotiation about the business partner, you never win because the other side already get into your computer and got all the information already. And so this is a long time work. Yes.
Go ahead. It's just amazing to me that this has gone on for so long and we've done nothing to stop it.
Right. Right now, what we see is the action. It has been going on for so long, and U.S. at this point realized if we don't take action, you'll be too late. You'll be too late.
And I'm worried we're already too late. I'm just worried about how deep and how embedded this is, because we know in our universities we've got professors and such that are just all about China now in Hollywood. Oh my gosh. And our national athletes. I mean, it's all hate America and love China for some reason. They've got to protect China. And, you know, it's really troublesome. You've got them taking a knee at a ball game against the U.S. flag and what we stand for, and then opening their arms to communist China, who has anything but equality there. Anything. I mean, they're hitting us over the head with, oh, we're not fair and we're not equal and we are racist and we're this and we're that here. And then they open their arms up to a country that is known for human trafficking. They're known for torture. They're known for anything but equality. Slave labor, child labor. And here we are. We're still fighting this. It just amazes me that we have bought into China being okay, and now we're so reliant on them. To me, it's troublesome, very troublesome.
Yes, it's at a dangerous spot, very dangerous. This is a communist. It's amazing that Americans do not see China as a communist regime. It copied the system from Soviet Union, but Americans see Soviet Union as a communist. That see China as a legitimate and normal country, and it's not. Have you heard about organ harvesting? You know, this Monday, that marked the 21st anniversary of the persecution of Falun Gong, which is a traditional meditation believed in to be truthful, compassionate, and tolerant. And Chinese government, the CCP, the Communist Party, have persecuted them, got them into a concentration camp, and then killed them and sell their organs. And people from around the world that travel to China have their organs transplanted.
Wow.
Here in U.S., you need to, if someone needs a liver transplantation, you need to wait maybe 2 years, because you need to wait until someone dies and he's willing to donate and it's exactly matching your tissue, and you can on the spot and be ready to do that. It's very hard. But in China, you can do that in a week or two, because it's all planned. The live people have been tested with their issue, and it's a live thing. If there's a need for liver, that person can be pulled out and just get murdered for the liver, for a kidney. So a regime like that. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess if you've got enough money, you can get that taken care of, right? it's not for free.
Right. Actually, those hospitals, militaries, and the court system and the prison, they work together and created a whole industry. A whole industry. They put on the hospital website, say, a liver, $60,000, a kidney, $80,000. Just about that those number. It's like organ for sale, like from a pig. In a country like that, it's so, the morality level is so low, and here we deal with them as if we can be win-win. You can never have any deal win-win with a communist regime.
No.
Never.
No.
Yeah.
They're too evil. Well, we see that the White House and the administration now are trying to fight back. China is already well embedded. I mean, I haven't heard any more about it. This was a few years ago where Dianne Feinstein's, they said it was her driver, but it ended up being her office manager was a Chinese spy. Never heard any more about it, and I wonder how many other elected officials have sold us out that way. I believe she has. And when we talk about China harvesting organs, what is America doing with Planned Parenthood? Are we trying to follow in China's footsteps with that? It's just crazy, that industry. And I want to talk more about what's going on and some of the other things that our Department of Justice is doing right now when we come back from this break. Dr. Chang, thank you so much for being here. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Dana Chang. She's a senior editor for Epoch Times in their China division, and we will be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are really bad. Those are truly, actually, the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Dr. Dana Chang. There's so much to talk about in regards to China these days, Doctor. I'm not sure where to begin. We've started with what's going on in Houston right this minute. They had 72 hours to get out of there, and yesterday it was announced that they've arrested or charged two Chinese spies with hacking into our systems. We know that China has been policing the speech on our U.S. universities, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit, and in other organizations as well. I wanted to have you mention a little bit about that, and then I want to talk about the Cold War that we appear to be having.
And we heard about Confucius Institute, and they are in U.S. campuses, universities. And those who want to have a good relationship with China and want to make money from their students, they are made aware explicitly that they cannot say anything negative about China. They cannot have the normal academic discussion, for example, Taiwan, Tibet, or Falun Gong. Mm. So in a way, the campuses, they have to follow the line of Communist Party, and that have gone very, very far. And some of those Chinese organizations, I don't mean every Chinese student I mean, the leader of those Chinese student organizations, they work very closely with the consulate. In effect, they're spies. I don't mean every student. I mean some student organization leaders. It's a systematic work. Consulate has a post that specifically for coordinating the students in universities. So that's just an example. And now, not every university has closed down Confucius Institute. Sweden has closed all the Confucius Institute. And I'm surprised that U.S. universities are not doing that. Sweden has cut all the ties of sister cities in China. This is a communist regime. I grew up in China. I love Chinese people. I love China as a country. Mm. But the Communist Party is an alien thing. It's imported, and it's a concept that's against Chinese tradition. It's against any country's human tradition.
Well, I think that's important to understand.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think it's important to understand you were talking about Sweden. The U.S. is the ultimate prize, but they're after every country. They want world dominance. It's not just, you know, we want to make the most money. They want world dominance.
Right, right. The number one goal of Communist Party is to catch up with U.S. and take the leadership of the whole world and to control the whole world. That's their number one goal. So over the past several decades, they have changed the strategies, but they have never changed that goal. In the 50s, there's an open slogan. In 5 years, we catch up with UK. In 10 years, we catch up with US. And we want to make a very good deal. So everyone work on, like, even taking their walks and their, like, doorknobs and trying to make good steel. It was crazy. And that policy created 3 years of famine. People starved to death. 30 million people starved to death.
Wow.
That's a great famine. That's the end of the 50s. And then later on, Cultural Revolution, it destroyed a lot of antiques and a lot of tradition. They don't allow anyone to believe in Buddha and God, anything. And they never changed that goal. So when they opened, when they built the relationship with U.S., that goal become like hidden. Okay. So now we need to lower our head. And now we want to build a relationship with China, with U.S., because anyone who has close tie with the U.S. get rich, right? So now they start systematically get manufactured to China. And they start to have one belt, one road, and they want to clone the entire like system, the technology of U.S. Still, the number one goal is to catch up with U.S. and take over the leadership. Still.
I want to ask you real quickly, too, because our time is limited, about the banning of TikTok, that they're floating that possibility around. They have not done that. Could you tell us a little bit more about TikTok? Never heard of it before until, you know, until it was in the news here a few weeks back where they had hacked in and tried to manipulate the attendance at the president's rally. But TikTok, what is TikTok?
India has banned 59 social media, and we are late, in my opinion. Those social media send your personal information back to China. So how can you use that? If you have it on your phone, it can grab all the information on your phone and send it back to China.
Wow.
And then when people get, they use this kind of technology very user-friendly. So people can get addicted to it. There are a lot of interesting things on it. But at a key time, you will it will be used to attack election. It can be used to spread its information, shaped point of view towards China, and a lot of anti-American like things. Well, right now, they don't push all at once, but it's a Chinese platform. It's almost like extended border to your home, and it's dangerous. India has banned 59 apps. So in my opinion, you know, the social media, another social media like WeChat, that's also very dangerous. In Australia, they use that WeChat to influence the election.
Oh.
And the same in Taiwan. They try to use this social media and digital to influence the election. China has moved the focus from the traditional media to social media, and they have so many people, we call it the 50 Cent Army, organized with purpose to attack.
Well, and like I said, I'd never heard of it before, but apparently it's very, very popular, and I certainly hadn't heard of WeChat either. But I don't do a whole lot of that. I mean, I have a cell phone, and I use it quite a bit, but I don't do personal business on it. I just, I guess because I'm lazy. It's my age or something. I'd rather go to a store or do something it that way.
Right.
You know, Dr. Chang, we're obviously in a Cold War, and in my monologue before we brought you on, I talked about it seems like it's awfully hot to me. I am concerned. I'm very worried about our nation right now and this election that's coming up. And can you talk a little bit about this Cold War and the trade and all the spies we're arresting now from China and everything that we see that's going on?
The trade war, Trump and China have talked for like past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump really want to get a good deal. Well, it's great that the U.S. is standing up to China now after so many years. But you can never have a win-win deal with the communist regime. So now he has no interest to have the phase two talk. And finally, people are waking up. You know, this is a communist
regime. I think they
are.
Can you hang with us? We're heading into a break, and we'll be coming into our final segment. Can you stay with us a little bit longer? I want one more question. I want to ask you one more question.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Chang. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Dana Chang. She is with Epoch Times. She is their China senior editor, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been visiting today with Dr. Dana Chang of Epic Times. And Dr. Chang, I had one more question I wanted to ask you, and I know I've kind of hopped all over the place. There's so much in the news right now about China. China has promised a retaliation for the closing of the Houston, Texas consulate. What should we expect? What should we watch for? Are they going to start closing and kicking Americans out of China or other places? What is it we should watch for in retaliation?
Well, they haven't disclosed any detail, and they might say you close, for example, U.S. consulate in Wuhan or in another city. But a lot of those consulate, the diplomats have left, so the impact is limited.
Okay.
You know, due to a virus, those diplomats have left.
Okay. And the virus itself that we're dealing with here, nobody seems to know. We hear one story and then another, you know, wear the mask, don't wear the mask. Now you're being forced to wear the mask. And the numbers are changing rapidly as to whether somebody's positive or not positive and how many are this and that. Do you think that there, and I'm just asking because you may not have any inside information, do you think there's more to this virus than the American people are really being told? That was a loaded question, I know.
Okay. No. I want to talk about that. The virus situation in China is a lot worse than their media say. So it's extremely dangerous. And so it called the word of God because it didn't tell the word. It didn't tell the outside. It didn't tell its own people, right? And so in that regard, we can tell when next wave come what they will do. They will not be open, that's for sure. And even if Chinese people suffer, they don't care. They want to save the face of CCP, the Communist Party. And Communist Party's security is number one in their mind. They don't care about Chinese people, and let alone other people. So that's why so many countries, people are angry with CCP for their the way they handle the virus. In Chinese ancient wisdom, virus always has target. And well, even Rome plague targeted a lot of bad people. In Chinese history, there was, for example, there was a change of dynasty. Like Ming Dynasty was phasing out, and the Qing Dynasty was coming in. When there was a plague, it targeted one side of the army. So the virus has targets, and that's throughout history. If people study carefully, it has a target. So in this wave, it really weakened the Communist Party's ruling of China, no matter from what angle. And now people can argue why there are so many Americans, you know, got affected. Well, first of all, the number, you know, we can't compare with China, right? Because their number are hidden. And that's one. And second, there are a lot of people who followed China and supported the Communist Party, in effect, extended the life of Communist Party. And that party really ruined people. So whether consciously or consciously, in a way, aid and obey that evil regime. And sometimes, you know, and we say this is a Chinese Asian wisdom, it creates a karma that can easily get ill, get people ill. And this is maybe it's a Chinese way of looking at it. But, you know, just for your reference.
Well, I know that it's not done with us yet. I mean, obviously, it's yes. still here. It's still the virus. It's still attacking people. We seem to be doing better with it. We know better how to treat it now. We've learned a lot. Maybe that's why they're trying to steal that information, which blows yes. my mind, since it actually came from them. We're going to have you back another time, and I want to discuss another topic with you, but I'd really rather talk with you personally about that before we go on the air, because it's something that I saw. And I know that the people of China, they're fighting for liberty and freedom. And that is something I want to discuss with you, because I'm concerned about that as well. You know, people in America, that's where I'm from. But there's people suffering all around this world from regimes such as China. That, like you said, they're human harvesting of organs and the executing people that don't agree with them, and then using that for profit. And it's something that's very dark and sinister. And our media here is hiding it from us. And that is very astonishing and amazing to me that they are so dark. Thank you, Dr. Chang, for being a part of my show today. I appreciate it so much. You enlighten us. You tell us the truth, and we don't get that many places, but Epic Times makes sure that we get the truth. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity.
No, I absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate you so very much. Thank you so much. I end my show every day because I talk about bringing America home. I'm a faith-based woman that I believe in the Lord, and I think that He wants us to serve one another, all of us who are looking for freedom, and freedom is in Him. Thank you so much, Dr. Chang, for all that you do.
Thank you.
There with Epic Times.
Thank you.
You know, people, we're fighting an enemy, and it's not just China. We're fighting an enemy that is evil, and he wants to see death. That's what he seeks, seeking whom he may devour. Don't let that happen to you. America, it's time that we got down on our knees. We're being attacked. Our Christianity is being attacked. People of faith are being attacked, all for a virus. Are all for control. We lived through this once before, remember? Not us, but our ancestors. It's time that not to forget our future, not to forget our past, but to remember it and learn from it. And in that, get on our knees, not about a flag, not about a nation, but about a God, and pray for forgiveness and wisdom to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say about a month, I was able to walk, and I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body's supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.